Hello, good people. How everybody doing? My issue today is with trucking companies who are just a lot of times giving bogus reasons to get rid of people. I know a lot of times, I know a lot of drivers who have dealt with situations like that. And there was a situation where a driver had basically requested for a yearly raise. And they went on to say that this driver basically was made a threat. However, the driver stated that that was not the case. And they went on to say he had alcohol and everything and whatnot in his truck and stuff like that. And obviously the person he's supposed to have threatened, he ended up going and working for. I guess that guy is not with the company no more. Companies a lot of times have malicious MOs. I've always said this, and I mean, I've witnessed it firsthand. Particularly in situations where drivers are asking for their rightful due, raise. I've noticed times where I've been in situations as well where, you ask for a raise because you're due a raise, and at that point, they'll try to get rid of you. It's not right. You really deserve. Drivers are underpaid already as it is. So obviously, when your time comes around and it is time for a raise, and they mentioned the fact this guy was making deliveries late and everything, that was still yet to be compared to other drivers. And there's always a reason to be late depending on the circumstances. It is. I mean, you could just be a victim of circumstances where you cannot get there. And besides, with a driver having issues with being sick, particularly, those are reasons you may not get there. Granted, we speak safety. So if a driver's in a situation where he's dealing with health issues or whatever the case may be, and the law may get there a little late, it is what it is. It's better late than never. And as long as he informed, somebody what's going on. And, it's very difficult to be late because you're usually getting time to, get to your destination, although companies do push drivers. And they make up bogus stories. It's nothing no different than what they do sometimes in a lot of factories where they just make up these completely outrageous stories as an excuse to get rid of you just because you may speak up for something that is right or something that you feel is deserving to you. And you, by all means, you have all the right to request or know, hey, my yearly is coming up. Am I going to get my raise? Again, particularly in a situation where drivers already are not making the money that they should be making. I've seen false advertisements where drivers, they advertise box truck driving and you get there as semi. They advertise, they make things sound appealing, but once you go in, they have a whole list of other things that was not on the, on a hiring process. And that is something that I hate how these companies try to be so underhanded, so deceptive with employees, with drivers, that it just is sickening. Now, I find it hard that after a year's service, the time in which the man is due a raise, you start bringing out different type of scenarios as to why you let this driver go. They obviously had him take the truck to a location and did not tell him that he was being terminated, and stated that they put him in motels and different stuff like that, and then come to find out, that was not true. So be aware of these companies, because they are such good schemers and lie. They lie to protect themselves. I mean, you're the driver and you're just trying to get what's owed to you already. You're out there working your butt off. And these companies, they do this to drivers on a regular basis, where they just try to get rid of them. The industry, the trucking industry, is very cutthroat. They'll pat you on the back as long as you're being quiet and not saying anything and acting more dumbfounded. But the minute you are aware of situations, the minute you are aware of your rights, which you should be when you go in there, as far as when you hold that CDL, nobody can tell you anything about that CDL if they're not a driver, if they haven't driven before. And the ones who have driven before to work within these companies, they are well aware of what you're talking about and knowing your rights as far as a CDL driver. They rather keep you dumbfounded for the most part. The industry, I have no clue what is going on with the industry. I myself wanted to, dive in a little bit more as a owner, but it's not very attractive right now, particularly right now. And I would say to any driver, protect yourself at all times. Make them show receipts. Make them, because you're going to say you got this driver. How could you tell that a driver was drinking? It's like you got to either have it on video, or you have to either have a breathalyzer of some sort or some type of test to just blatantly say that with no proof of anything, just to bag yourself up because a driver is coming out making claims about you not wanting to pay them and misleading them into taking the truck somewhere, and they're feeling suspicious about them getting the truck to where you're taking, where you want them to take it, and then you get to that location and they let you go. That would piss me off. Because at that point, you like, you know what? I would have left this damn truck any freaking where and let them come get it. You know, because I hate already when truck drivers are already getting the worst end of the stick. They're already, you know, dealt a bad hand from the get-go. I'm for the drivers. That is my whole perspective, because I know as a driver, I know how drivers are treated. You come into the door already, you know, dealt a bad hand when you come into the door. They've already got the cars laid out. They already know, you know, what to expect from you and what to give you and how they plan on running you to death. And you know, you got to make sure that you be a stand-up individual, because you got responsibilities as well. And I just hate it. And to me, I feel like if a company makes claims like that, particularly if they make any kind of claims like that on social media regarding a driver, you as a contractor, a private entity, someone who owns a CDL license. And, you know, I feel there should be some type of, penalty for that. You know, they should pay for that. They shouldn't make claims and then fire you, because if they cannot prove that what you did, and there's not other drivers that's doing the same thing, then there should be penalties for that. You shouldn't give a driver a hard time just for requesting something that he's entitled to. You know, your financial situation as a company should not affect what that driver is entitled to. You know, it's just, it is what it is. And they're already, they're already shorthanded as far as the pay scale is already anyway. Drivers risk a lot. They sacrifice a lot. And I hate hearing stories like this. You know, and they can't prove most of it, particularly if they're just saying stuff just to make themselves look good, because drivers talk, drivers communicate, they talk, they express to one another what company is crap, what company is not. At this point, I'm hearing more crappy companies than good ones. You know, these driver managers and stuff, they're all in this game together. They're all in this game together. So I would just advise you, like, if you feel any sense of anything, always take precaution to protect yourself within the company, particularly if you know that you're about to be coming up for a raise. You know, and it's so ironic in the timing in which they do certain things. If a person been driving for a long period of time and, like years, and then all of a sudden this company just come up with, this craziness because it's time for you to get additional money, then, take the measures to protect yourself against any type of retaliation. Drivers get retaliated against just as well. And it's because of money. You're entitled to your money. You're entitled to your, whether it's 6 months, whether it's a year, you are entitled to that, and you're entitled to ask about it. Don't feel ashamed to ask about something that is deserving to you, particularly when, as a driver, you are already paid very little. You're not getting what you're worth as a driver. Most of these drivers out here are not getting what they worth as a driver. But I would advise you to keep notes, keep track of everything. You know, if you feel like the odds are against you, because they would love to have the upper hand on you as a company to protect, they can absorb a hit more than you can. As it is. So you have to tighten up things and pay attention to everything and try to keep track, logs of everything, taxes, hand, phone calls, screenshot stuff, and everything. And the timing, again, in which companies do things is pretty obvious. So, I'm just sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of seeing drivers getting the worst end, and particularly right now where the whole industry as a whole is being hit and being, you know, and drivers losing their jobs and left and right, and they want someone who is gonna work for free, seems like, versus someone who has put in the time and is deserving. It should be an automatic. It's not something that a driver really should actually have to go out of his way and ask for. That should be something that you should get notification of that you're due for. Leave me out of the idea of guessing, you know, or leave me out of the whole notion of I have to ask, I have to request, I have to, you know. They should be coming to you and letting you know. You have nothing to do with their financial situation. You know, that a lot of these companies like to brag on how great they are and everything, and, you know, how we're doing this and how we're doing that. But they can't even pay a driver, a simple driver. They can't even pay a simple driver. Driver them put in service for you, then had to go up and down the highways and put them on these miles to get loads delivered on this company behalf, and they have a hard time paying them. And again, like I said before, I'm already like seeing the industry as a whole is like, I've always felt that drivers were underpaid and overworked. They said company once, they told me, oh, you're going to get $1,000. We're going to give you $1,000. They just say $1,000 for working 5 days, being out, $1,000. And that's the max we're going to give you. They were stuck, at, you know, for doing regional or whatever. I said $1,000 to be gone 5 days a week, home on the weekends, probably spend like, what, 34 hours at home, not even a full 48 hours. And $1,000, that's not including taxes. That's not including insurances, medical, you know, dental and health. That's not including money perhaps out of that on 401k. And then on top of it, it's expensive as hell being out there on the road. By the time you get done with all that, you bring on $550, $600 for being gone for 5 days. Like really? If that, because like I said, food is expensive out there on the road. It is expensive to eat out there on the road. And they notice. You go to a trucking company. I mean, you go to a truck stop or anywhere out there on the road, they know you got to eat. So these places are high. And they got, you know, trucking, parking, very convenient for you to come in and spend, you know, an arm and a leg with them. You get in that truck, you go down the road, you driving another 3 or 4 or 5 hours. Hell, you're right back hungry again, just about. You may stop and just grab a snack, and you're out like $10-$15. And you're like, wow, I just spent $25-$30 to eat a whole meal. So don't be hesitant about asking for money that's due to you. You know, if you get enough truck drivers that'll do this and stick to their guns, they'll realize that they can't just keep letting drivers go because of we don't want to pay them. Because that is going to potentially, you know, when you take one driver out of a truck, that is like hundreds of thousands of dollars that are, you know what I mean? And no time, you know, that is lost. And again, for all those drivers that are out and they're out, you know, with good driving records, you know, and forced to have to undergo situations such as SAP and don't even have so much as a ticket on their driving record. We're talking about a pre-employment situation in most cases. Some of them are random. And again, they're supposed to be going to swab testing. I don't know when. I know it's been on the table. I don't know if they're even going to come to it. They should. The sooner the better. I think the 420 is right around the corner. Every driver needs to make sure they park their truck. Park their truck and protest for your fellow colleagues, your fellow drivers out there who are not, who've been forced away from the industry because of this clearinghouse that they put in place. And again, just because of something that was in your system with no proof, no indication that you were intoxicated or anything like that, just because it lingered in your system does not mean that you were under influence. And you should be out there on the road. You should be out there on the road. You shouldn't be limited to what job you could get. You shouldn't be limited. Your value shouldn't be limited as far as, like, you know, the particular jobs you could get. And you shouldn't be forced to be in a situation where you are considered an abuser or something because of something you do on your off time regularly. I don't agree with it. And I've always said that. Even if people say, well, sometimes you got to stop what you got to do, give what you got to do. Well, you know, I get all that, but that it should be your right to do what you want to do on your off time, just like people have the right to drink alcohol on their off time. It should be your right. It's not the fact that you're irresponsible. Everybody goes to work, take care of their business, and was taking care of their business prior to that. They've been in industry driving, doing what they do and paying their bills, and they have been successful. Again, what you do on your all time, you know, is your business. Everything should be done responsibly. The companies are asking way too much for too little. They want to control everything, your life, everything that you do. And they're asking, they want to control where you go and how long you're going and everything, despite whether you got a wife at home that's going to have a baby, whether you're sick or whatever. It doesn't not, they've gotten to the point where they is just what they want. And I don't like the idea that people say stuff like, well, you know, if you can't handle driving or whatever, maybe it's not the business for you. No, there are rules and regulations with being a driver that you get allows you to manage your situation as a driver. You got a lot of good drivers that are out now, and here we are being about to be faced with drivers' licenses, you know, in November being decreased to a operator license. And, you know, guys and ladies, don't feel bad, because as I see more and more drivers walking away from the business anyway, just because they're tired and frustrated of all of the BS that comes with being a CDL driver. Now, I understand we have to be safe out there. We have to be responsible out there. And, you know, and you definitely want to be safe. But no company should be dictating what you do on your off time for something that just lingers in your system for a month or 2 months, a month and a half. There's no proof of anything. You're penalizing me for something I do at home. You're penalizing me for something I did at home, not even on the job. And then you're labeling me. You're labeling me. You're labeling people as abusers. I say it and I say it again. I look at it as an economic, cultural divide. More than I look at it as safety. It's an economical, cultural divide over safety. It's not safety because I'm not getting all these statistics and data that's proving. Now, you getting data and proving that alcohol may be a major contributing factor all the time to wrecks. And you're still getting it. And wrecks have been occurring on a regular basis, you know, more often because you got a lot of safe drivers that are sitting at home or took on other, you know, careers. Driving is not something that they're doing. They're doing other things now. Then again, with the situation with cameras facing drivers, just staring them in the face now. Like, come on, it's gotten to be too much. Everything, more regulation, but not more pay. The pay needs to be reformed just as much also. You know, drivers are not, I mean, I remember, you know, getting a small check from a company that I drove for. And I got two or three checks from this company that I worked for because they, in the past, and I wasn't expecting them. I, you know, I told my old lady that, hey, I was like, you know, I got some mail and I thought it was some junk mail, you know, and I left. I'm like, you know, she's like, you got some mail. I was like, I glanced at it, just throw it in the trash. You know, because it didn't look like, you know, nothing of importance or whatnot. However, luckily she was nosy. She is. She calls me back and say, hey, you got to check her for $1,000. I'm like, $1,000? You mean that what I just told you throwing trash? She's like, yeah. She's like, good thing I opened it. I'm like, oh, yeah, wow. I said, check from who? Well, she went on to tell me who it was from. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to come back there and go cash in, you know, and deposit it. And about a week later, I got one just a little under a half of that one. And reason being is because the company that I was working for in the past, and it had been like 5-6 years, maybe 5 years since I worked for that company. However, they was involved in a class action lawsuit for working their drivers and not paying them, underpaying them. You know, for underpaying the drivers. Now, I'm sure that the money that I got, I was appreciative of it. But the problem was that I'm sure it wasn't nearly what I was actually due. But a lot of times, you know, in a class action, you know, that split it, I imagine, you know, it's a large company and that money was split up amongst a whole bunch of people. And you know, I was able to get some, you know, some A1 sauce on my steak. I mean, that was nice. And the thing about it, like I said, I'm sure it was not what was deserving, but it ultimately allowed them to change things as far as the pay was concerned. You know, because I wasn't expected. I had, you know, left, moved on, you know, and by them being involved in this, you know, I think I got notification that they were involved in the class action lawsuit, but I think that was like maybe 3 years beforehand, so I didn't really actually, you know, paying attention to it because I'm thinking, okay, what are the chances? You know what I mean? I just didn't really look too much into it, you know. And even if I would have thought, I would have been like, well, you know, I would have thought it'd been a lot more money than that. And I'm sure they obviously probably owe me a lot more money and everybody else than that. But everybody got a piece of the pie. And that's what all that mattered, you know. And they were ultimately, you know, had to change up things as far as the pay. So I agree with drivers making sure that you get paid what you're worth, because drivers are already underpaid, overworked, and they want you to do everything. They want you to load the truck. They want you to be a forklift driver here. They want you to stay out longer. They want you to neglect your family, all for these companies. No home time. And the sacrifice, they don't appreciate it. Because they could pat you on the back the whole year. And the minute you suggest, okay, I've been great this whole time. Where my money? You know, they're trying to, at that point, trying to figure out a way. And again, if you have to, you know, ask for your raise digitally or ask about it digitally, keep a record of that. Because if they terminate you shortly after that, it'll be a direct result of them retaliating against you for asking for something that is rightfully due to you. Again, particularly in this crazy economy. And I just hope that something changed before November, where they are, even with the word being out there, I just hope that something changed before they decide to just, you know, diminish everybody's licenses to an operator license just because they didn't go through this SAP program. And like I said before, the crazy part about it is that going through the SAP program, you still be struggling just to get a job, and it may force you to take a job that you don't want while you're going through this process. And they say they keep this situation on your record for 5 years, meaning you're going to be limited to certain companies that you can go to. And then it's just too much backing a driver into a corner, you know? And the crazy part about it is, based on your assessment, they can determine how long you're on SAP, meaning like those drug screen tests is like $150. Like, why the hell are they $150? That is a lot for one test. In cases, they'll have you doing, you know, six tests in a year. So that's almost a grand. You know, if you pay an outside source, you know what I'm saying, it's a grand if you don't go decide to go and work with the company and they end up doing it. But see, the idea is for the company to do it so you have to pay. But the thing is, you're obligated to that company. And I just think this is more of a way to twist drivers' arms to get them to do the things that they don't want to do. I feel like a lot of it backfired because a lot of drivers are not returning to the industry. And I really don't blame them. And I'm studying here how tired drivers are and how frustrated they are. And they don't feel like it's worth it. And I don't see them like attracting young people to the business. They're not going to give up their prime partying time to go and be a truck driver when, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but most, you know, 21-year-olds, they don't want to be stuck out there isolated, alienated in their, you know, partying prime time of their life. when they could be doing something else a lot more pleasurable, or whatever the case may be, or something a little bit more enjoyable, and still be able to smoke their marijuana. Because, you know, they're just not giving that up. Again, if you want to attract drivers, allow them to smoke their marijuana on their off time and start the swab testing, and stop people from becoming alcoholics and having, you know, ended up with some type of, you know, degenerated liver and becoming an alcoholic and increasing the risk of more debilitation on the road because of it's easy access and it gets out of your system. You're forcing more alcoholics. This, what they have done is actually turned more people into alcoholics on the road where the road is not safe. You're going to get drivers that are drinking now. That's what I've been seeing and noticing, that you've been getting a lot. The accident rate has risen since the clearance house. It hasn't like gotten better. All it did was put a bunch of good drivers out of driving with virtually no tickets, no bad driving record, no accidents. All the accidents is coming from the alcohol and the inexperience. And you just took a bunch of good drivers off just because you don't want to regulate something. And they will, and all drivers gonna respond responsibly. They've been doing it. Just regulate it. And you will get more people attracted to the business. You'll get more drivers that'll be attracted to it because they wouldn't feel like you was trying to control their way of life. You feel like they wouldn't, you know, like I said, if you could drink alcohol on your off time, then you should be able to smoke your marijuana on your off time. Just do it, do what you do responsibly. And I don't know a person that wouldn't argue the fact that how stressful being a truck driver is. When you come off the road, you want to unwind and maybe have a joint, a smoke, maybe a shot if that's your choice. But you should be able to do that. Marijuana is legal just about in every state. And nobody is saying it should be legal as far as you're getting in a truck and driving a truck and with it in the truck and all that, and you know, but you shouldn't be able to do that with alcohol. But alcohol can slip between the cracks just as easy, and that is what is causing more of a debilitating mentality. So, you know, in favor of them drivers that are out, here we are. We're approaching 420 past the word. Every driver should park their truck on 420 in support. Make some noise. Everybody will wonder why drivers are parked on the side of the road 420. The word to get around very fast. Park y'all trucks on 420. You know, every driver need to get together. I wouldn't advise you to get on the radio, but talks among yourselves. Park y'all trucks on 420, you know, in support of those drivers that are out, that are sitting out and with their license being threatened at the end of November. Keep record of everything when you're dealing with these companies. Don't trust none of them, because these trucking companies have been getting away and taking advantage of drivers for quite some time now, and they still are ultimately. even to the point to where they want to control what you do on your off time. It is unfair. I appreciate you guys. 420, park them trucks. Love y'all. A1, peace out.